Girls Day Tournament in Lincoln featuring the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
The rebound tipped out to Whitney Colling. Off the miss three. Colling in the left-hand corner. Skip pass Prasoski. Quick three from Allie. It's good. Allie Prasoski with her second three-point bucket. And Kearney Catholic now has their biggest lead at 8.
The Stars are the defending C1 runners-up and are ready to make another run at the state title as they bounce back from their only loss of the season to an undefeated Minden Whippet team. It's Kearney Catholic State Tournament basketball coming up next, but first the New Tech Heat pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Lincoln right after this word from New Tech Heat.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good afternoon, everyone, from the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln. Classic Hit 98.9 and PlatteRiverPrep.com. Continuing coverage of the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament brings you the final opening round game in Class C1. As the second-ranked in Class C1, 10th-ranked in all class standings, Kearney Catholic Lady Stars take on the 4th-ranked Cavaliers of Bishop Newman. With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks and Jeff Babel, I'm Doug Duda with you here on the New Tech Seed pregame show as we get ready to finish off the semifinals for Class C1. Minden, Platteview, and Pierce have all advanced on so far today. We also remind you that currently airing on ESPN 1460, the Kearney High girls are taking on Omaha Benson. Earlier today, Hastings St. Cecilia, Minden, and Grand Island Northwest were winners, while Arapaho was eliminated from the state tournament. Still to come tonight, Giltner and Holdridge from the listening area. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show as the Stars get ready to take on a Newman team that has played St. Cecilia, lost to them a couple of times. They come in at 20-5. They lost to Platteview, and I'll tell you what, Jeff, we got to see the Platteview game against Fairbury, and you're not going to see a better girls basketball game than we saw there in that one. 77-66, Platteview finally finishing things off, scoring the last 7 points of that game.
Yeah, both teams seemed to pick up where Minden left off with their hot shooting, and they just kept pushing each other back and forth. Platteview got a run there in the second half to separate themselves from Fairbury. Fairbury tried to come back in the fourth quarter, but Newman was able to hold them off. A heck of a good game. If we can see another game like that, we're in for another treat tonight.
Well, Kearney Catholic hoping that they can come out and take care of business. They made it to the state finals last year when they lost to Pierce. Remember last year, the Stars lost to two teams. They lost to Seward and Pierce on back-to-back nights and lost to the state finals to Pierce. If they can win today, it's a rematch with the Blue Jays of Pierce tomorrow morning at 10:45. We'll take a break here on the New Tech Seed pregame show. When we come back, we'll give you all the scores from the first half of this state session, and we'll tell you who's starting on the ball game tonight for the Stars and for the Cavaliers. Thanks for making Classic Hits your choice for high school basketball, and we'll be back on the New Tech Seed pregame show in a minute.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a truck or SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck destination.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seed pregame show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Here's your state tournament recap and update. In Class A, Lincoln Northeast defeated South Sioux City 70-55. Kearney getting ready to play Omaha Benson on ESPN 1460. Then the night games, Bellevue West will play Bellevue East, and Millard West will take on Fremont. In Class B, Grand Island Northwest defeated Sydney 65-44, and Norris defeated Gretna 61-50. Tonight here at the Sports Center, Lincoln Pius X will play Omaha Duchenne, and at 8:45, Holdridge will play York. In C1, Minden tied the single-season state tournament record with 15 three-pointers, seven of them by Taylor Kissinger, tying her sister Brooke from 2 years ago with seven in a game. And Minden defeated Lincoln Lutheran 72-38. They hit 15 in that game. Unbelievable. Taylor Kissinger had 28. Platteview beat Fairbury 77-66, and Pierce defeated Shadron 61-47. Jeff, what about the rest of the state tournament field?
Yeah, over in D2, Doug, Fall City Sacred Heart with a win over Juanita Palisade 45-25. The 4-5 matchup, Why Not got a pretty big victory, 56-39 over Bancroft Rosalie. So tonight, Giltner will be on the breeze, 94.5 in the 2-7 matchup against Crawford, 7 p.m. from Lincoln North Star, Stewart and Sterling after that at 8:45 in Class D1. Surprise upset, St. Mary's, the top seed, goes down to Emerson Hubbard, the 8 seed, 54-37, and they'll face the winner off against Boyd County and Humphrey St. Francis. That's going on right now at North Star. And in the top half of that bracket, Arapahoe, a local area team, fell to Friend 69-33. So Arapahoe's heading home. Friend will take on North Platte St. Pat's, who got a 42-33 victory over Sutherland. And Hastings St. Cecilia again with a 50-43 victory over Dundee County Stratton. They'll advance to tomorrow, 2 p.m. right here at the Sports Center. They're going to take on the winner of Pender and Homer. That game's going to tip off when we tip off here at 3:45 from Lincoln Southwest. Humphrey, Lindsay Holy Family, and Guardian Angel Central Catholic will be that 7 o'clock matchup in C2, and Crofton, the top seed and favorite to win, will take on Palmyra in the nightcap from Lincoln Southwest.
Well, let's take a look now at the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank of Kearney. 5 Points Bank, the better bank, better choices, better service, taking your banking and making it simple. 5 Points Bank in Kearney. First off, for the Cavaliers of Bishop Newman, number 10 is a 5'7" senior, Dana Medina. Number 20, 5'6" junior, Morgan Vasha. Number 22, 5'4" senior, Lauren Vasha. Number 24, 5'8" junior, Haley Teal. And number 34, 5'9" senior, Kelsey Chopping. Now, Teal, of course, Haley and Hannah are known more for their golf than their basketball, but they're good at everything. And there's Teals on the Kearney Catholic team. Yes, they are cousins. Haley leads this Bishop Newman team and leads C1 at 20.5 points per basketball game. So she is able to get the job done. And rebounding, it's Kelsey Chopik at about 7 boards per game. The head coach of the Cavaliers is Jason Simons, assisted by Julie Simons and Megan Kumpula. And for Bishop Newman, they are 20-5. They lost to Platteview at the buzzer to use a wild card to make it here for the 13th time in state history, the most recent when they won it all in 2010. They're ranked 5th in the Omaha World Herald, 4th in the Lincoln Journal Star. Now for the Kearney Catholic Lady Stars, no change in their lineup. Number 13 is a 5'7" senior, Shayla Connor. Number 21 is a 5'6" junior, Allie Prasoski. Number 22, 5'6" junior, Whitney Colling. Number 41, 5'8" sophomore, Maddie Squires. And number 43, 5'10" freshman, Anna Squires. The head coach of the Kearney Catholic Stars is Rick Petrie, assisted by Dwayne Schmidt, Tim Teal, and Laura Burkink. The Stars are 24-1. They lost to Minden in the sub-district final, which then, of course, made them a wild card here at the state tournament. And they have been here 12 different times. They were the runner-up last year. They won it all in 2007. They're very balanced. They'll go at least 9 deep. Allie Prasoski does lead them in scoring at 11 points a game, and Maddie Squires at 6.5 rebounds per game. The Stars are ranked 2nd in C1 and 10th in the all-class top 10 from the Omaha World Herald. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. We'll be back to the Devaney Center in a moment.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. grab a whistle, and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. Pierce will face the winner of Kearney Catholic and Wahoo Bishop Newman tomorrow at 10:45. And on the other side, Minden and Platteview will play at 9 a.m. here on Classic Hits. And we'll tip it off, the state quarterfinals between the Stars and Cavaliers, right after this timeout.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners. But what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
We're ready to go. The ball is in the air, and Newman will win the tip. They'll move from left to right, Kearney Catholic right to left. As you view it along your radio dial, listen to it here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Newman with the basketball. Skip pass over to the hands of Haley Teal, their leading scorer. Top of the key with it is going to be Vasha. Vasha tries to drive the lane, has it poked away from behind, and out of bounds it'll go. Jeff, we were used to seeing in the first three games some height out there, especially the last two. That's not necessarily the case in this ball game, as the inbounds pass will come right underneath to Medina, and Dana will lay it up and in, and Bishop Newman has the first 2 points of the game. Up the floor, a reach-in foul going to be called here on Morgan Vasha. That'll be the first foul of the game on Newman, and it looks like Newman's going to come out and play man-to-man here against the Stars. The Kearney Catholic faithful are going to be severely outnumbered today. Wahoo Newman has brought 10 times almost, it looks like. Prasoski for three, doesn't hit anything. And it's going to be saved in by Connor, but it goes to Haley Teal, and Teal heads the other way. A lot more fans for Newman here today. Student bodies are a little bit more for Newman. Maybe it's the closeness. Maybe everybody thinks Kearney Catholic's going to play tomorrow. Who knows? Around the perimeter with it is Newman, already up 2-0. Teal into the paint, takes it over Squires. Her one-hand flip is no good. Rebound brought down by Anna Squires. And Anna will bring the ball into the front court. She'll attack the right wing, stop there and kick it back out top. Prasoski back to Anna on the right wing. She'll dribble it into the paint. Top of the key to sister Maddie. Maddie back out to Anna. Everything on the right side. Anna tries to drive, lost the handle, and a travel going to be called on Kearney Catholic. Just as she was starting to shoot it, she kind of lost control of it and had to readjust and ran out of time. So the first turnover of the game against the Stars. Newman gets across the timeline. Teal with the jump pass over to Chopik. In the left-hand corner, they'll go to Medina. Medina drives around one underneath the hoop, puts the shot up, no good. Rebound, Anna Squires, and it looks like Medina is going to pick up the foul. Or will it be the other way around? Nope, that's what it is. Medina with her first foul. Into Prasoski. A little backcourt pressure. It's man-to-man, though, not trying to trap. Prasoski will bring it up here on Lauren Vasha. Vasha falls down, so a three. Prasoski is off the back of the iron. No good. Ball being tipped around. Fighting for it, the Cavaliers. Almost taken away by the Stars. Picked up by Morgan Vasha. Outlet pass over her teammate's head and out of bounds. So not a crisp start to this one.
Definitely no. And Morgan Vasha right there just completely air-mailed Mendo on the left sideline had her there, they would have numbers. But only one basket so far for both teams. Both teams struggling from the field, Doug.
2-0. Wahoo Newman leading Kearney Catholic. Whitney Colling brings it up the floor. Crossover dribble is going to be picked off. Steal is made by Medna. Medna to the other end. Couldn't get in cleanly, so she drives to the baseline. One-hand runner, no good. She lost the handle on the basketball inexplicably with nobody covering her, and we've seen each team have that happen to them here. As Colling brings it into the front court. Maddie Squires, top of the circle. Give and go down to Anna. Tipped out of her hands, out of bounds, and it'll belong to Kearney Catholic. Coming in first from the bench for Wahoo Newman will be Caitlin Makovica. And also checking in is Maddie Molly. Kearney Catholic ball in front of the Newman bench. And for Bishop Newman, they're playing good defense early on. With it on the weak side is going to be Prasoski. Nowhere to go against the man-and-man. Picks the dribble up, throws it behind Colling, but Connor saves it. Gets it right back to Whitney. Whitney starts to drive. A lot of contact and another foul on Newman. And I think they're actually going to give Colling two free throws here as the foul's called on Maddie Molly. Coach Simons from Newman told me that they didn't think they had gotten in as the free throw is up and it is in by Colling. He goes, they had figured it out at school and went through everything, and they didn't think they were in, and then they said they had overlooked a team that had lost a game and it dropped some points down, and they were able to squeeze in with that wild card. So they're just thankful to be here as the free throw is no good, and Makovica gets the rebound, but Kearney Catholic's at least on the board, 2-1 on the Colling free throw. Here's a running little one-hand hook shot that is no good. Rebound brought down by Anna Squires. She's got all four of them for the Stars. And after missing that little running hook shot, Molly commits her second foul.
Sloppy so far, Doug. We're only 3 minutes in. We got 3 points. Another foul there committed by Molly. After her shot, it looked like it might have been Lauren Vasha that picked up that foul. But they'll call it on Molly, and Molly will pick up her second.
And now Kearney Catholic will go with their second group here. Colling is going to be the one that stays in this time. Studi, Messbarger, Kylie Teal, and Caitlin Long are all on the floor. An inadvertent horn, but they're going to let them play on. Stars fired into the front court. Studi in the left-hand corner. She drops it right out of bounds. Well, maybe there's some nerves out there.
Yep.
As we said, Kearney Catholic was here again last year and made the finals, but there's only a handful of these girls that played significant minutes last year, and I guess you just don't think about that when you're 24-1. Newman up top. It's 2-1. Here's a three-pointer on the way. Morgan Vasha off the mark, way off the mark. Grabbed by Chopik into Haley Teal. Teal comes down the lane, runs into Long. Shot no good. Rebound Chopik again. Vasha's shot blocked by Long and taken away. Long did a great job just hanging in there. Now a loose ball, Messbarger to the other end. Players on the floor, out of bounds off Newman. And Coach Rick Petrie, if it was 8-1, might be calling a timeout, but all this is going on, and it's only 2-1.
Yeah, there's just been absolutely no flow to the game, Doug. Only one field goal so far, and I was thinking to myself, when is Coach Petrie going to use that timeout? But he's only down one.
And now Abby Nelson will check into the ball game here for the Wahoo Newman Cavaliers leading it 2-1. 4:20 to go first quarter. Off the pick, here's Colling. Gets by everybody, lays it up in the middle of the lane and scores. And Kearney Catholic is finally on the board with a field goal here to take a 3-2 lead with 4:10 to go in the first quarter of play. Newman able to break the press. They'll hit the trailer and Makovica. Kick it out for Nelson's three. It's no good. Rebound underneath the Studi. Morgan will pick the ball up, come across the timeline, stop and hand it off to Kylie Teal. Back to Studi, open three, top of the key. It's off the iron, no good. Neither team's hit from long range. And the rebound brought down by Makovica, and Bishop Newman's going to be the first team to call the timeout. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance in Kearney. 3:47 to go in the first quarter. Kearney Catholic 3, Wahoo Newman 2.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Doug Duda, Jeff Babel back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9, the state tournament brought to you by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer, and Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge. Newman ball off the timeout, pass deflected Messbarger, but Teal will pick it up. It's 3-2 Kearney Catholic, and we've played 4.5 minutes. With it in the corner, Nelson. Now back out of the wing, high post to Makovica, and she walked with the basketball. Up at that high post, what you try to do against the zone is spin left, look for a cutter, spin right, look for a cutter, and she must have picked the foot up, and a travel call. That'll be the first turnover on Newman.
Yep, just went in a complete circle, picked up that left pivot foot, Doug, so easy call there for the referee. Now Bishop's going to try and bring some pressure on Kearney Catholic now.
Across the timeline with it is Messbarger, got hipped a little bit, then the ball is kicked, and the Stars will take it out in front of our broadcasting position here. And Kylie Teal will throw it into Messbarger. Messbarger out between the circles, off the pick with the left-hand dribble, gives it to Teal in the left corner for three. It is no good. 0-4 for the Stars. Long rebound, though, to Studi. She'll give it to Prasoski, who's back in. Prasoski drives right wing, puts up another three, almost banked it in, but it's no good. And Caitlin Long will get the rebound. Here's another three, Teal, and the third time is a charm. Kylie Teal with the first three for the Stars after six attempts, three on that possession. And then it's thrown into press row here, trying to break the press by Morgan Vasha. Thank goodness that was the other way, or you would have lost a noggin there, Jeffrey.
Yeah, good job, though, by Kearney Catholic on that previous possession, getting two offensive rebounds, allowing the three-pointer to finally fall in their third possession. Kearney Catholic now up four.
6-2 Stars, 24-1 against 20-5 Bishop Newman. Messbarger again dribbles into the double team, spins, puts it up, and draws a foul. Have we seen two jump shots inside the three-point arc? I don't think so. A lot of running one-handers and a lot of threes so far, and that will account for the very low shooting percentage. As the free throw is up and in by Michelle Messbarger, who has really come along this year for Kearney Catholic. The foul, by the way, was on Morgan Vasha, her second. Five fouls on Newman, none on Kearney Catholic so far, as Messbarger cans them both. And the Stars are now up 8-2 with 2:39 to go here in the first quarter. Here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at the Devaney Center, we'll keep you up to date on the other games that are going on as well. Right now, Newman brings Allison Bloom into the ball game. She'll get it across the timeline to Vasha. Vasha dribbles through the double team, pulls up from 10, no good. Long will grab her second rebound. Caitlin on the outlet to Teal. Teal pushes it across the timeline on the right side, hits the trailer, Prasoski. Allie starts right, crossover dribble left, attacks the hoop, puts it up too strong, no good. Rebound brought down by Chopik. Chopik with the outlet pass, right wing, Teal. Haley looking for her first bucket, lost the handle. It's loose and picked up on the left wing by Vasha. And Lauren will get it up top. Lauren playing catch here with Allie Bloom. Allison's lob pass knocked away. Anna Squires forces the turnover. Stars long pass didn't have numbers. Back out to Teal for three. It's good. And if Kearney Catholic starts to warm up from outside, they will bury the Cavaliers, especially if they're not scoring. It's 11-2. And Studi with a hand check foul in the backcourt here. That'll be the first foul of the game on the Stars, and waiting to come in, calling Maddie Squires, Shayla Connor for Newman. It'll be Abby Nelson.
Yeah, nice job there by Teal. I think that's her second three-pointer just of this game. Doing good when it was 3-2. Nothing was really going. Just sitting up, taking a good shot, not forcing anything, getting another bucket for the Stars.
So back on the offensive side of the basketball court will be Newman. Newman on the right wing, pass deflected away by Connor, and it's going to be touched by Newman before it gets out, and that'll be the fourth turnover for Newman. Don't forget Kearney High, currently airing on ESPN 1460. They are taking on Omaha Benson. In the front court with it, Colling got by her defender, takes it down the middle of the lane, lays it high off the glass, no good. Rebound brought down by Chopik. That'll be the fourth for Kelsey. Into the front court come the Cavaliers. Lauren Vasha, right wing, double teamed, uses her dribble, needs some help. spins the ball to the baseline. It'll be knocked out of bounds by Kearney Catholic. The Stars have their original five starters on the floor. Connor Prasoski, Calling, Squires, and Squires. 11-2, Stars by 9 after a slow start. And it's still a slow start for Newman. 1 minute to go in the quarter. A three-pointer on the right wing. Vashon, no good. Rebound grab by Anna Squires. And up the floor, Anna with her fifth rebound to Prasoski. Off the high pick. Pick and roll. Connor covered. Outside the arc, they'll give it to Maddie Squires. Maddie, spin move. Finds Anna on the right wing. Up top, Connor's open. Over to Prasoski. Well, he's thinking about it and decides to take the three, but it's no good. And the rebound fought for underneath. Maddie Squires grabs it, forces it up, and is going to get the foul call. Newman fans are not going to be happy about that one. Maddie Squires, first they thought she committed a foul getting the ball, and then they thought she had nowhere to go and was bailed out.
Yeah, she didn't really go up that strong, so I can understand why Newman, the fans had thought that, but I think that was the right call.
Foul is on Abby Nelson. Her first. Maddie Squires free throw is no good. Second free throw coming up. Squires on the way. No good. Missed them both. Rebound brought down by Chopik. That's her fifth. And Newman then on the outlet throws it away again. So the wheels are coming off here for Newman. They were playing good defense early, limited Kearney Catholic to Zippo, one free throw through the first 4 minutes of this game. And they have only scored one bucket. And that was Medna right off the get-go. So they've gone 7 minutes without scoring. And Kearney Catholic should get the last shot here of the quarter as Colling drives. They run over two players. She falls to the floor, and then they eventually call a travel on the Stars.
Yeah, there was a no call there on a possible block charge and ended up falling down, so they get the turnover, so Newman will get the ball back here.
Newman with 13 seconds into the front court. Haley Teal and a hand check foul as she goes by on Kearney Catholic. That will be just the second foul of the game on the Stars. And it's going to be on Whitney Calling. So down to 11 seconds to go at midcourt. They'll throw it out to Abby Nelson. Nelson dribbles to the top of the circle, lobs it into the corner for Medna. Medna drives baseline, steps through the double team, throws it up and in. So Medna bookends the first quarter of play with two buckets, and that is the end of quarter number one here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. It's Kearney Catholic 11, Bishop Newman 4. The State High School Tournament brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination, Grand Island.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at the Devaney Center in Lincoln. Kearney Catholic will turn it over to start the second quarter. Coming to the other end, Vasha knocked away. Vasha was fouled. They let it go. Kick it back out top. Drop step. Medna fakes the three. And then a reach-in foul going to be called. And the foul will be on Whitney Calling. That'll be her second. Team's third. Metzbarger will come in for Calling. 11-4 Stars in the first quarter. Newman had 5 turnovers. Kearney Catholic 4. Rebounds 10-9 in favor of the Stars. Free throws 3-6. Kearney Catholic. Newman has not been to the line. 3-point shooting. Wahoo Newman 0-3. Kearney Catholic 2-8. Both of those were made by Kylie Teal, who has a game high 6. Haley Teal hasn't even got a really shot off. Now she'll fire the three and hit it. So the first bucket of the ball game by the leading scorer here at the state tournament in C1, Haley Teal at 20 and a half points. And she'll make it 11-7. Kearney Catholic by four. Into the front court. The ball gets left on the ground. It's loose. And another Kearney Catholic turnover. That'll be their sixth here of the first half.
Can't believe if you coach Petrie with their offensive performance. Defensively, they've been pretty good. They held Newman scoreless for 7 minutes for most of that first quarter. But offensively, Kearney Catholic with their sixth turnover already.
Well, Kearney Catholic had two full weeks off after that sub-district loss. And maybe that's showing here early on. Same way for Newman. These are the two wildcard teams facing off here in C1. Entry pass is deflected. We're going to get a jump ball. The arrow points the way of Newman. And it will be Kearney Catholic basketball. Up 11-7. Into the front court with it will be Studi. Hands it off to Squires. Squires drives into the paint, leaves it for Messbarger. Back up top, Teal. Teal off the high screen to Maddie Squires, trying to spread the floor, and Newman got off that screen a little late. And a reach-in foul going to be called here on Morgan Vasha, and that'll be her third, and we are in the 1-1 for Kearney Catholic. And Maddie Molly will come in. She's got two fouls, so all of a sudden a couple of the two guards here are in foul trouble for Newman.
Yeah, 6:35 to go here in the first half.
And the free throw is up, and it is good. Messbarger 3 of 3 at the line here. Kearney Catholic with their first point of quarter number two. 12-7. Second free throw, good. 13-7. Kearney Catholic up by 6. Newman quickly gets the ball in. Molly avoids the double team by throwing over it. Still in the backcourt to Medna. Now to the top of the circle, Chopik. Chopik on the left wing. She'll bring the ball up to the top of the circle to Molly. Rotating it around the perimeter here. Starr staying in this 2-3 zone. Into the right-hand corner, almost threw it away, and then they did. Travel with the basketball. Vasha was trying not to step out, and she did a little tap dance over there and traveled with the ball. First turnover of the quarter. Sixth of the game for Newman. Kearney Catholic just surviving right now, 13-7. Newman, a team that puts up a lot of work out there as they go pick and roll here to Kylie Teal. She's open for the left-handed layup and scores. So 8 points in the game for Teal. Baseball pass to the other end to Haley Teal. Teal takes it down the middle of the lane. She'll put it up and in and draw the foul. Chance for a three-point play for Haley Teal, who has both of the buckets here in quarter number two for Bishop Newman.
Yeah, Teal doing a nice job of countering right when Kearney Catholic had got their bucket, trying not to fall down, goes and gets the two, and then gets fouled as well, so she'll head to the free throw line to try and cut this Star lead down to 5.
And the free throw by Teal is on the way, and dancing around it in. So Teal now with 6 points, and it's 15-10, Kearney Catholic. Stars will bring it up with Michelle Messbarger. Messbarger stops the top of the circle, gives it off to Teal. Teal, a long three, is on the way, doesn't connect, and out of bounds it goes. And 2 of 9 now from the outside for Kearney Catholic. Although Teal has made both of the threes that the Stars have on the board. 5.5 to go here in quarter number one, two. It's 15-10. Wahoo Newman trails Kearney Catholic by 5. Ball around the perimeter. Top of the circle with it is going to be Molly. Molly drives in. There's that one-hand runner. No good. Massive humanity in the paint. It gets knocked out of there. And Michelle Messbarger will come up with a loose ball. She'll bring it across the timeline here for the Stars. Looking for the screen. Nothing there. Finally to Anna Squires. Nobody covered Anna. She comes into the paint. Bounce pass underneath to Long. Layup good. Long with the layup off the great assist from Anna Squires. 17-10. Kearney Catholic. Newman works the basketball. Looking for some help here.
Picked
and
off.
The ball picked off by Morgan Studi and threw it up from the free throw line. I think she was going to travel with the ball, so she just threw it up and it went in. And at the other end, we've got another whistle and a blocking foul as they stop Medna from getting to the hoop.
So Coach Petrie wanted to travel on that call. Not going to get it. Medno ahead to the line here. Nice sequence there for Kearney Catholic on that last possession, though, getting the ball to Long underneath.
Looks like the foul will be on Long, and the free throw by Medna is up and in. She and Teal are the only two players that have scored for Newman in this game. And the second free throw rattles out. No good. Rebound brought down. Anna Squires already 6.5. 5 for Chapik on the boards for Newman lead the way. Messbarger into the front court to Teal. Didn't get a clean grip on the ball, so can't shoot the three to Studi. Give and go to Squires. Anna comes right elbow, right baseline to the block. No good. And it'll be grabbed there by Chapik. Into the front court with it will be Makovica. Top of the circle against the star zone. Tipped and taken away, and a reach-in foul will be called on Molly. And that's her third off the Messbarger steal. So Molly has 3. Morgan Vasha has 3. And it is Kearney Catholic basketball at the line for a 1-1.
And by virtue of Kearney Catholic getting in the bonus so early, Doug, they can kind of settle down, get some easy looks, free throws, no one's guarding you there. Try and build this lead back up, settle them down after that sloppy start that they had in the first quarter.
And the first free throw is on the way, and it is no good that time by Messbarger. 4 of 5 at the line. The rebound brought down by Haley Teal, her second. She'll push the ball into the front court, and Newman trying to spread it out here a little bit. Top of the circle, Teal. Keeps dribbling. Finally gets rid of it here to Hannah Teal, who has checked in. 19-11 Kearney Catholic, 3:45 to go here in the first half. Newman has struggled offensively, and now another pass. It's tipped, and Messbarger steals this one. She goes in for the layup. Ends up on the floor, and they're going to say it's a clean strip by Allison Bloom.
Looked like she got the left arm to me, Doug, from my angle. Referee must have had a better angle.
You don't end up on the floor if you weren't touched.
So, I agree.
Kearney Catholic will get the ball here. Swing it over to Prasoski. Prasoski will bring it to the top of the key. Allie lobs it inside to Long, who gets it back out. Messbarger. Connor squares up, drives left baseline, works her way in. Ball knocked away on the way up, and grabbing it will be Makovica. Fast break the other way. Teal from 16 didn't even get there. The rebound brought down by Hannah Teal. Back over the corner, Teal for 3. It is Hannah, no good. Connor had the rebound. Newman's over the back. The ball goes out of bounds. It will be Kearney Catholics. And I'll tell you, Jeff, this is one of those games where it's been ugly enough that even the officials are just, you know, it's so no flow to it that they're not in a flow.
Yeah, exactly.
And sometimes you can see that happen. It's so wacky that you go, that can't be an over the back. Nobody had position anywhere. So the Stars will have the ball. They've been on 19 for a while. Kayla Shundoff has come in. She'll drive, put it up, no good. Comes up short, rebound, another one for Makovica. Outlet to Teal, 1-on-2. She's got to dish it off for a three-pointer. Nelson off the iron, no good. Backside, rebound brought down by Kayla Shundoff. 2:40 to go here in the second quarter. It's 19-11. Kearney Catholic has the lead. Don't forget the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report coming up with score updates, first half stats, and more. Maddie Squires working on Nelson to the right elbow, leaves it for Messbarger. 15-footer, short, everything short. Maddie Squires gets the rebound. It's knocked out of her hands, picked up underneath. Kearney Catholic's trying to get a timeout, and finally the timeout is given. 30-second timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. It is 19-11 Kearney Catholic, 2:14 to go in the first half. We'll be right back.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to prairieinet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Due to Jeff Babel, Jeff, a score update.
Yeah, over at the Pinnacle Bank Arena, 6-5 right now on ESPN 1460. After one, Kearney High leads it, 6-5 over Benson. And in C2, Pender on top of Homer right now, 17-7. That's also after one in C2.
I think our game might have been the first to get going in the 3:45 session. Stars ball. They went for the steal. Prasoski able to grab it. Then she passes it inside. It gets loose. Saves it out to Maddie Squires for three. It's all the way down and spits out. No good. And it ends up in Allie Prasoski's hands somehow. There's going to be some bruises to take care of at halftime for both teams. Another three, Prasoski. Another one in and out. No good. Another fight for the ball. And Abby Nelson will grab it. Up the floor they come. Messbarger knocks it away from behind, but out of bounds it goes.
Good hustle there by the Stars. Getting back, trying to get the tip away, but once they had it, they just lost possession, Doug. Now, again, no flow right now for the Stars in this game.
19-11, Kearney Catholic. That's been the score for quite some time. Newman with it up top. 1:40 to go, second quarter. And the Stars fans want something to cheer about. Looking at the long three, Vasha decides not to take it. Swings it over into the left-hand corner, driving the baseline, drawing the foul will be Medina. And Dana will go to the line to shoot two. The foul will be called on Anna Squires. Her first and the team's sixth foul here of the half. Medina is one of two at the line, has 5 points, and the first one is good. 19-12 as they wake up the scoreboard operator. Jordan Stride is in there for Kearney Catholic. Second free throw is up, and it is good. So Medina hits them both, and as rough as it's been for Newman, they're still in it. 19-13, Stars break the press. Underneath, layup is good for Kylie Teal on the assist from Maddie Squires, and Teal has 10 points here in the first half. 21-13, Kearney Catholic. They put the press on, but Newman just throws over the top. Working Haley Teal takes it to the left side. Hit the rim on a way up. No good. Maddie Squires with her third rebound. All the way up the floor, she'll hit the trailer strike. Up top to Teal. And Kylie stripped by Cousin Haley. It's still loose. We're going to get a jump ball. And the arrow points the way of Wahoo Newman. Kearney Catholic with their seventh turnover.
Yeah, just not much to say right now. Kearney Catholic with their seventh turnover. I mean, they still scored 21. So, I mean, as much as we've been kind of ragging on this game, it's still a pretty good game right now. Up 21-13 are the Stars.
With it is Haley Teal. Gives it off to Nelson. Skip pass across the zone to Lauren Vasha. Up top, driving in Haley Teal. She walked with the basketball, and they got it. And that'll be turnover number 10 for Bishop Newman. She was expecting contact there, Jeff, and the Stars kind of backed off,
yep,
and she took another step.
Yeah, smart play there, and then she tried to draw the contact, but doing so took the extra step, then went up, you know, whistle, and we didn't get the travel call initially right away, but it was the right call there. It's a turnover there for Newman, so Kearney Catholic will probably play for one here.
The winner gets Pierce tomorrow morning at 10:45. Minden and Platteview will play at 9 here on Classic Hits. Messbarger will push up with the left-hand dribble to Kylie Teal. One dribble, skip pass, Anna Squires is wide open as Newman's overplaying the ball, so somebody on the backside is always open. Anna brings it all the way down to the block, kicks it out to Maddie. She'll try the three. Again, it's no good. Ball's loose on the floor, grabbed by Chopik. 7 seconds to go. Up the floor, Vasha missed the layup. Rebound brought down by Anna Squires, and from half court, Messbarger fires, hits the rim, and we're at halftime. And to tell you how rough it's been for Newman, it's very hard to airball a layup, and that's what just happened at the other end. It didn't even hit anything on the rim. And so Kearney Catholic struggling, but Newman is struggling more with a lower field goal percentage and more turnovers. And at halftime of our C1 quarterfinal, it's Kearney Catholic 21. Bishop Newman out of Wahoo 13, the State High School Basketball Tournament brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Feel like yourself again at Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. And we'll be back with halftime activities after this timeout.
Gillian Motors, your General Motors dealer, is having a month-long open house sale all March long. During this open house, sticker prices on most new 2014 GMCs will be at special supplier prices, plus rebates. We're talking new 2014 GMC half and three-quarter ton pickups, crew and extended cabs, Acadias, Yukons, Terrains, and more. It's the open house sale on now all March long at Gillian Motors. Eighth and Central Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks and Jeff Fable, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, where it is state high school basketball, the opening day of the 2014 Girls State Tournament. We are in the fourth round of six that'll be going on. More games tonight at 7 and 8:45 will be the next sessions of ball games. And we will have Giltner Crawford on Classic Hits 98.9. But right now, it is time for the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation serving all of Buffalo County. Your score, Kearney Catholic 21 and Bishop Newman out of Wahoo 13. Some other scores. Jeff, what do we have? We're the only one, I believe, at the half.
Yeah, a new score for you in D1, Boyd County on top of Humphrey St. Francis right now, 8-4. Again, Pender right now, last report I saw was 17-7 over Homer. And a quick update in the second quarter, after Kearney High was up 6-5 after the first, they're now down 10-8 in the second. And, yeah, or 12-8, excuse me, with 4:18 to go.
So there are some of the games that are going on now. Earlier today, in Class A, Lincoln Northeast defeated South Sioux City 70-55. Tonight, Bellevue West plays Bellevue East and Millard West plays Fremont. In Class B, Northwest was up big early and coasted to a 65-44 win over Sydney. They'll play Norris at Pinnacle Bank tomorrow afternoon at 2, and you'll be able to hear that on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Norris defeated Gretna 61-50. Tonight, Lincoln Pius X takes on Omaha Duchesne, and Holdridge plays York. As we told you in C1, Minden beat Lincoln Lutheran 72-38. Platteview beat Fairbury 77-66. That ties the state record for most points in any C1 tournament game. And Pierce defeated Shadron 61-47. In C2, St. Cecilia defeated Dundee County Stratton 50-43. And tonight, West Point Guardian Angels plays Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family, and Crofton plays Palmyra. In D1, North Platte St. Pat's defeated Sutherland 42-33. Friend, no problem with Arapahoe, 69-33. The biggest upset of the day, the top seed in D1, O'Neill St. Mary's, is rolled by Emerson Hubbard, 54-37. And in D2, Fall City Sacred Heart beat Juanita Palisade, 45-25. Why not over Bancroft Rosalie, 56-39. Tonight, Giltner Crawford at 7, Stuart Sterling at 8:45. And of course, next week it's the boys state high school basketball tournament. We have eight schools that we'll be covering on our network of stations: Classic Hits, ESPN, The Breeze, and 1230 KHAS. You can find out more online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. That includes Grand Island Northwest, Kearney Catholic, Donovan Trumbull, Sutton, Southern Valley, Elm Creek, Overton, and Elwood. We'll take a break and be back with the first half stats and more as Kearney Catholic leads Wahoo Newman 21-13 at the half here on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report.
Head to Tom Dinsdale Automotive for a trucker SUV that works as hard as you do. Get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 three-quarter ton Chevy or GMC truck. Or get 0% financing for 60 months with approved credit on a 2014 Chevy Tahoe, Suburban, or Traverse, or GMC Acadia, Yukon, or Yukon XL. Go to DinsdaleTrucks.com today.
Tom Dinsdale, your truck.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Welcome back to the Bob Devaney Sports Center, where we are at halftime with your score 21-13 in favor of Kearney Catholic. Let's take a look at some of the first half numbers here on the Ravetta Sanitation Halftime Report. First off for Bishop Newman. Jeff, they've only had two players score in this game. That's one of the problems.
Yeah, and it was the first bucket of the first quarter, and then it was the last bucket of the first quarter. And so they went an entire about 7.5 minutes without scoring. So it was 11-4 after the first. And then in the second, they finally got another person going. But you're going to need more than two players to score if you're Newman, if you're going to want to upset the Kearney Catholic Stars, the 10th rated team in all of the state. The Kearney Catholic Stars, they shut 4 of 20.
That's what Newman shot?
Newman was 4 of 20. And so,
20%.
Yep, 20%. So they got to get something. I mean, they did not play very well in that first half when they shot the ball, obviously, and the numbers will tell that.
Dana Medina, 7 points. Haley Teal, 6 points, 2 rebounds. Morgan Vasha, Abby Nelson, and Hannah Teal all have 1 rebound. Kelsey Chopik has 7 rebounds. Caitlin Makovica has 4 rebounds. 4 points in the first quarter, 9 in the second. At the half, the Cavaliers have 13 points, 16 rebounds. They are 4 of 5 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from three-point land, 10 turnovers, and Maddie Molly and Morgan Vasha each have 3 personal fouls. We'll come back and look at the numbers for Kearney Catholic right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
And welcome back to the Ravetta Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at the first half numbers now for Kearney Catholic. Michelle Messbarger has 4 points on free throws, 1 rebound. Shayla Connor, a rebound. Allie Prasoski has not been able to score so far. The leading scorer shut out. She has 1 rebound. Whitney Colling, 3 points. Morgan Studi, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Kylie Teal is the leading scorer with 10 points. Maddie Squires, 4 rebounds. Anna Squires, 7 rebounds. Kayla Shundoff, a rebound. And Caitlin Long, 2 points, 2 rebounds, and 1 block shot. 10 rebounds in the first quarter, 8 in the second. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 in the first, 2 of 3 in the second. 3-point shooting, 2 of 8 in the first, 0 of 3 in the second. Turnovers, 4 in the first quarter, and 3 in the second quarter. Foul situation, Whitney Colling, the only player that has 2. Kearney Catholic had 11 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second, and at the half, the Stars have 21 points, 18 rebounds, 5 out of 9 at the free throw line, 2 of 11 from three-point land, 1 block shot, and 7 turnovers. And at halftime in the C1 girls quarterfinals, it is Kearney Catholic 21 and Bishop Newman 13. You've been listening to the Ravetta Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravetta Sanitation. The second half is next.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year, on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
You're a little high. Welcome back to high school basketball here on KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Giltner, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Today's game is brought to you by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. As your neighbor and orthopedic provider since 1956, Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists have expanded their methods and delivery of care throughout central Nebraska and north central Kansas, giving you the highest level of care when and where you need it. Contact Hastings Orthopedics in Hastings or one of their satellite clinics today to start feeling like yourself again for a better tomorrow. Well, we told you, there are four teals that are suited up, two for each team, and there is a bevy of teal relation with the teal fan club shirts. They sat with Newman in the first half, and then here at halftime, they have come over to the Kearney Catholic side. So they are watching their cousins, their girls, their family, and Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the third quarter of play. Still man-to-man by Newman. Maddie Squires comes off the high screen, gives it off there to Shayla Connor. She comes into the lane. Runs into the defender, throws it up with the left hand, no good. Haley Teal with the rebound. There's a lot of good backside help in this game, Jeff. Usually you come off that screen, your path to the hoop is open, and neither team has had that much today.
No, and when they do get it, they don't seem to be making those easy one-foot, two-foot shots. So both teams struggling right now.
Haley Teal over the right wing to Vasha. Morgan gives it to the baseline to Chopik back up top. Teal decides to take the three over Prasoski. It's an air ball, goes right to Chopik. She missed it once. Second chance blocked by Squires, and then a foul. Or
I think they're going to call it out. Off Kearney, or off of Bishop Newman there.
Okay. So it will be Kearney Catholic basketball as Newman missed a couple of bunnies there. Not a very ominous start to the second half. Anna Squires, top of the circle, thought about it, gives it off to Connor. Into the paint again, drives, gives it to Maddie. Maddie off the screen, there's a reach in and a foul will be called. And two free throws coming up for Maddie Squires as Newman has it defensed very well. Had a couple other scores, Jeff.
Yeah, at the half over on ESPN 1460, Kearney High trailing right now 26-13 to Benson. Benson on a 9-0 run in that one. Pender leading Homer 29-22 over in C2. Halftime score there.
Foul was on Chopik for first of the game, and the free throw is no good by Maddie Squires. Second free throw now. On the way, and it's good. And that'll make it 22-13. Newman will push the basketball up the floor. Teal stops the 10-foot mark, puts it up. Haley, no good. Rebound ripped down by Maddie Squires. That'll be her fourth. Maddie gets out of traffic, fires it up front, but the numbers aren't there, and it's picked off by Chopik. The eighth turnover for Kearney Catholic. Newman will bring it across the timeline. Each team has used one timeout in this game. Teal gives it to Vasha. Morgan into the left-hand corner. It is tipped off of Kearney Catholic and out of bounds.
Yeah, Shayla Connor just getting a nice job getting in those passing lanes, tipping it out, not letting Bishop Newman go baseline on that one. So good hustle there by Shayla.
And Kearney Catholic will set defensively. Newman will take it out in front of their own bench, get it all the way out top to Teal. Haley against the double team of Prasoski and Colling has to get rid of it and does to Lauren Vasha. Into the hands of Medna. Medna drives in, bumps off the defender, and a blocking foul going to be called here on Kearney Catholic, and free throws will be awarded. Foul's going to be on Anna Squires. That'll be her second.
First foul of the half.
Yeah, Squires a little perplexed. She just went straight up. She had thought Newman player laid a shoulder into her, draw the contact, gets two free throws.
And Medna, who is 3 of 4 at the line, puts this one up and in. First point of the second half for Wahoo Newman. And the second free throw rattles out no good. And Squires, who committed the foul, will grab her 8th rebound. Anna will get it across the timeline over to Prasoski. Prasoski on the right wing to Maddie Squires. Maddie with a left-hand dribble. Maya carried it, but they don't get the call. Inside Connor, wide open. Haley Teal runs as fast as she can to block it out of bounds. They had lost Shayla Connor underneath and just didn't quite find her early enough for the Stars, who will inbound it underneath their own hoop. Lob it out to the high post. Maddie Squires immediately to the left elbow to Anna, back to Maddie. Opening that lane up, everybody outside the arc. So Anna's going to put the ball on the floor. Drives, layup, good. First points of the game for Anna Squires, and it's 24-14. Kearney Catholic actually with their biggest lead of the game now at 10. Newman trapped in the backcourt. Trying to get out of there is Vasha. And a timeout will be called by Wahoo Newman. With 5:29 to go here in the third quarter of play, this timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Kearney, 24-14, Kearney Catholic.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here on KKPR-FM, Kearney, Hastings, Grand Island, and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you here at the Devaney Center. Newman trailing Kearney Catholic 24-14, and we're here in the third quarter, 5:20 remaining. Newman's game plan has held the Stars down, but they haven't been able to score, and they've missed some golden opportunities. In the right-hand corner with it, Medna. Medna and Haley Teal are the only two players that have scored. Medna with 8, Teal with 6. Newman works the ball around the perimeter to Teal. Teal has a little opening, brings it into the paint, and a reach-in foul going to be called on Kearney Catholic. And this one's going to go against Shayla Connor, trying to poke the ball away as she dribbled inside. Her first and the team's second. And it'll be Newman ball underneath their own hoop. They get it on the backside. Medna on the way up. It's blocked by Anna Squires. Players on the floor fighting for the basketball. It ends up in Allie Prasoski's hands, and she'll bring it across the timeline. Works it on the weak side right. Ball screen. Lobs it over that screen to Squires. Anna backs in. Trips. Falls down. Loses the basketball. Up the floor comes Newman. Haley Teal. She's fouled by Allie Prasoski. Prasoski with her first personal foul, third team foul on Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic hasn't necessarily, over this run here, the last 6-7 times they've been to state, their first game hasn't necessarily been very good. They are much better in the semifinals, it seems like, as the free throw by Haley Teal is up and in. Last year, it was an ugly win over Norfolk Catholic, 39-31. The year before that they got here, 2010, they beat Christian 53-38. They lost to Norfolk Catholic. They beat Malcolm 54-33. Second free throw, Haley Teal is up and in. And it's 24-16. Kearney Catholic by 8, 4.5 to go here in the third quarter. And the Stars have made their normal substitutions. Studi, Teal, long three. Teal blocked by Haley. Haley got out there and blocked her cousin's shot. Now up ahead on the outbreak, they go to Haley. She runs over the defender. There's no call either way. The ball is picked up by Nelson, and now a foul will be called. And this is going to be on Caitlin Long, her second. And shooting two free throws here will be Kelsey Chopping. Free throw is good. So the only points here of the half for Newman have been from the free throw line. They have still made only 4 buckets all game. They were 4 of 20 at the half, so they're shooting less than 20% for the game. And you know what? They're down 6, Jeff. Second free throw also good.
Yeah, they're starting to inch back. They was down by 8 at halftime, and now they're only down 6. And the way Newman's been playing, if they can get something going, you never know.
With the basketball, Anna Squires crossover, dishes it off in the paint to Long, kicks it out to Teal, skips it right wing, into the hands of Studi. Back up top to Anna Squires. The combinations aren't as fluid today for the Stars. Studi, left-hand corner. Tries to throw it to Messbarger, overthrows her. Turnover number 10, Teal down the floor, puts it up and scores. Haley Teal, her 10th point of the basketball game, and it is 24-20. Kearney Catholic by 4. Messbarger brings it across the timeline. They don't trap her, so she brings it all the way to the left-hand corner. Up top, Kylie Teal puts it up from 10. It's no good. Rebound loose. Long had it, but tripped over somebody. The rebound goes to Chopik. Fast break the other way. And let's see what Newman can get done. That's the 9th board for Chopik. Here's a 3 by Nelson, and it's good, and it's a 1-point game. First bucket of the ball game by Abby Nelson. 24-23, timeout, Kearney Catholic. It is a 9-0 run by Newman with 2:57 to go, third quarter. Stars 24, Cavaliers 23. The timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance. Kearney, now's the time to see Joe for a plan for your home, life, business, or auto insurance.
Nicola looking. They finally get it into Kissinger. Kissinger drives the ball toward the goal. Bounce pass down in the corner here to Williams. Back outside to Chanel Farmer. 4 seconds to Ernst. Another two. Nicola. Is that good?
Cremosta, another 3. In and out, and in. Oh, my, for Mark Cremosta.
Like Platte River Preps on Facebook to read articles on over 100 local teams from 14 conferences. Get exclusive pictures from the games that were broadcast live on all of the Platte River radio stations.
The State High School Basketball Tournament here on Classic Hits is brought to you by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, your truck destination. Located at Stolly Park Road and South Webb Road in Grand Island with service, repair, and a full body shop. Carrying BMW, Chevrolet, Cadillac, GMC, Hyundai, and Hallmark trailers. You can also go to DinsdaleAuto.com for a complete look at their inventory of over 400 vehicles. Tom Dinsdale Automotive.
Well, you could sense that run coming for Newman. A great time out there by Coach Petrie trying to regroup the troops.
Messbarger, top of the circle. 2:45 to go, third quarter, and Newman just continues to push that defense farther and farther out towards midcourt. 24-23, Kearney Catholic. High post, Anna Squires into Long. Couldn't grab it cleanly. Newman makes another steal. Medna will slow it down. Gives it to Morgan Vasha. Into the front court, Teal. Newman led once, 2-0. They could take the lead again here. Anna Squires goes for the steal, doesn't get it. Wide open, left corner, 3. Morgan Vasha, good. And Bishop Newman has taken the lead, 26-24 on a 13-0 run. Making it a 12-0 run. Ladies and gentlemen, they had 14 points in 20 minutes. They have scored 12 in 2.5. Here's a 3, Messbarger, and she answers, and that'll break that run. First field goal for Messbarger to go along with 4 free throws, and it's 27-26, Kearney Catholic. Now they can put a little pressure on, but Newman really hasn't had any problems with the backcourt pressure this afternoon. With it on the right wing, they'll skip pass it over here to Haley Teal. Guarded by Prasoski into the corner to Vasha. Morgan dribbles up to the top of the circle, keeps going right elbow, leaves it off for a 3-pointer, Nelson, and it is good. 3 for 3. 3 straight threes for Bishop Newman, giving the Stars a taste of their own medicine. 29-27. Checking in for Kearney Catholic, Whitney Colling. Checking out, Michelle Messbarger. So it's Long, Teal, Prasoski, Colling, and Anna Squires for the Stars. And now Maddie's going to come in for Anna. For Newman, they have got Makavica, Molly, Lauren Vasha, Chopik, and Haley Teal. Full court pressure now by Newman. 29-27, Newman. The winner plays Pierce tomorrow at 10:45. Colling brings it all the way up in the right wing. Looks for the trailer into Maddie Squires. A jump ball is going to be called. The arrow points the way of Wahoo Newman. And, Jeff, it just seems like they're letting him play as physical as they want.
Yeah.
Newman came over the back, crashed into the offensive player, and grabbed the basketball, and no foul.
We had sensed that in the first quarter. There was just no flow going for either team, and the refs weren't really into the game. They decide we're going to let these girls play, and it's getting a little out of hand here.
Newman breaks the press, brings it underneath. The scoop shot by Molly, no good. Ball is tipped out into the hands of Whitney Colling. Outlet pass, Prasoski. Can't get the jumper away on Teal. Still has the dribble into the paint. Puts it off the glass. It skips off, no good. Long has the rebound, and it's knocked out of her hands. Out of bounds to Kearney Catholic. Newman is all over the place. Stars down 29-27. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Colling gets it into the block to Squires. To Whitney, back to Squires. She's just getting shoved right in the back, and finally a foul will be called. There's something about letting them play, but you can't, if you're going to call hand checks, you have got to call shoves in the back. And that is on Caitlin Makovica, her first. Second foul of the half on Newman. Four on Kearney Catholic. And Shayla Connor will re-enter here for the Stars. And Teal will check out. Kearney Catholic with 6 points in the quarter to 16 for Newman. And that's because they've hit three threes. Try to get it into Maddie Squires. Somehow she grabs it, lays it up and in. Boy, they made that inbounds bounce pass right between two Newman defenders. And that's our first tie of the game, 29-all. Haley Teal into the front court. They sag. She shoots the three and hits it. Haley Teal now with 7 of the quarter, 13 in the game, and a 32-29 lead for Wahoo Newman. They're 4 of 4 here in the third quarter from beyond the arc. Shayla Connor picks the ball up across the timeline, gets it to Squires. Squires drives baseline, spins on the double team, banks it in, and draws the foul. Maddie Squires working hard down on the low block, and a chance for a three-point play. She's got 5 in a row here for the Stars.
Good job there by Squire. She knows it's a physical game. She says, I don't care. I'm going to go inside and get these 2 points. She went up, got fouled, got the two, and is now going to try and tie this game up, Doug.
It's on Kelsey Chopik, her second. 11 seconds to go in the quarter. And Maddie Squires puts the free throw up, and it is in. We are tied at 32. 10 seconds to go. Vasha still at midcourt, just holding the ball. Throws it backwards to Molly. Into the front court, Nelson. 4 seconds. Nelson, good defense by Squires. Forces up the shot. It hits the side of the backboard. And that is the end of quarter number 3. Kearney Catholic in a much more of a tussle than they had anticipated, especially being up 10 midway through this quarter. But after 3, Kearney Catholic 32, Bishop Newman 32. You're listening to the State Basketball Tournament brought to you by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, and Holdridge.
Earn your double-double this basketball season with Nebraska Land National Bank. Our double step-up CD allows you to receive a higher yield for your hard-earned money. Stepping up allows you the opportunity to raise your rate during the life of your CD. Stop by our branch location at 121 West 46th Street to talk with a personal banker today. Pass, shoot, and score with Nebraska Land National Bank. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Back at a Crossroads Ford broadcast booth, Kearney Catholic will get the ball to start the fourth quarter. How does Newman come back? Well, we'll give you some numbers. In the third quarter, 4 for 4 from three-point land, 0 turnovers. That's a heck of a way to get back in a game. Stars with the ball, Kylie Teal. Looks for the back cut. Colling is off the screen. Wide open, missed the layup. Rebound brought down by Chopik. And that'll be her 10th of the game. Up ahead to Haley Teal. Teal, skip pass into the right-hand corner. Vasha goes up high to grab it. Right back into the middle of the court to Medna. Medna drives in. Drives into the double team. And a hold is going to be called. And the officials are going to discuss the foul here. Which player it was on. And they are going to call the foul on Maddie Squires, her first personal foul. And they're going to allow free throws here. One official has really allowed free throws on anything in the lane. And it's both ways on that tonight. And the first free throw is up, and it is good by Medina. 9 of 11 going into this quarter, now 10 of 12 in the game from the line for Bishop Newman. Kearney Catholic, 7 of 12. Second free throw rolls in as well. 6 free throws out of 8 attempts for Medina. She now has 10 points, 34-32 Newman, and a hand check foul cut up the floor called on Newman. And the Stars might have got one there.
Yeah, once we saw that third quarter, we've seen some shoves down in the post not being called. Now the little hand checks are getting called, even if they appear to be not hand checks like that last one.
Inbounds pass comes to Colling. To the high post, Maddie Squires dribbles it off her foot on the attack. Scoops it back out to Anna, to Prasoski, who has yet to score. High post, Squires gives it back to Teal, throws it behind her, and the ball never gets picked up. A travel actually called on Newman as they try to get up the floor, so Kearney Catholic does not lose possession, but you're 24-1. You've dominated almost everybody you've played. You gave Minden their second closest game of the year, and all of a sudden you find yourself behind in the first round at state. There's got to be some thoughts going through the young ladies' heads right now, Jeff.
Yeah, for sure, and that third quarter was huge for Newman. They cut it back. They're definitely making Kearney Catholic think about this one.
Here's Kylie Teal for three. It's in and out, no good. Colling with the rebound and a foul called on a late whistle. Whitney Colling with her second rebound, and the Stars are now 3 of 13 from three-point land. Newman 5 of 9, including 4-4 last quarter.
Yeah, Kearney Catholic hasn't hit one since early in the second quarter, I believe, so need to get something going here.
Morgan Vasha just got her fourth foul for Newman. Off a couple of picks, the three is covered by Haley Teal. She has lost her dribble, tries to get it into Anna Squires. Again, players on the floor, another jump ball. And the arrow pointing the way of Wahoo Newman. Kearney Catholic with their 13th turnover of the basketball game. 6:45 to go here.
They've had a nice offense going, though. They've had a few backdoor cuts that have been open now. They just need to convert those looks and stop getting these turnovers. Already 13.
Compared to 10 for Newman, and I don't have them for one here in the half. They throw over the press. They've got a 3-on-2. Haley Teal, drop step, comes to the right-hand baseline. 12-footer over everything. Rebound brought down by Kylie Teal, and they'll clear things out. Newman heads back on defense. Teal to the top of the circle on Cousin Haley. Over to the right side, Anna Squires on the block. Long got free. Layup is good, and we're tied. Caitlin Long with her second bucket. First points of the fourth quarter for the Stars. 34-all, 6:10 to go. Teal brings it to the front court, left corner. Three-pointer is on the way. No good. That time from Medina, and Prasoski will grab the rebound. Alley brings it up, being forced to the right-hand dribble by Lauren Vasha. Pulls up three. Prasoski off the mark. Long rebound. Grabbed on the run by Molly. Molly decides not to try and outrun the Stars' defense and will set it up in the half court. Maddie Molly into the paint to Medina against Long. Long called for the foul. Boy, Medina 5'7", Long 6'1", behind the hoop. And the foul is called on Caitlin. That'll be her third. And at the line to shoot two will be Medina. And she's been 6 of 8. She's 7 of 9. 35-34. State tournament action brought to you in part by Hastings Orthopedics and Sports Medicine Specialists. Feel like yourself again.
Yeah, tough foul there on Long. It looked like she'd done everything she could to get her hands up on that one.
Second free throw. It's good. Medina has all 4 points in the fourth quarter here for Bishop Newman. 12 in the game, 13 for Haley Teal. 36-34, Newman going for the upset here. Now, Pierce was the 7 seed, beating the 2 seed Shadron. Many people didn't see that as an upset, but in D1, number 1 St. Mary's went down to Emerson Hubbard. Connor brings the ball up the floor, off the pick, dribbles it off a Newman defender, out of bounds. Kearney Catholic ball in front of their own bench. Each team with 3 timeouts remaining. Stars looking to get it in. Newman pestering them on the inbounds. Gets it to Messbarger. Hand check again over the right-hand corner to Long. Up top, Connor. Shaler for three, and the senior nailed it. A big three, the first bucket of the game for Shayla Connor. And the Stars regain the lead, 37-36, with 5:15 to go in a basketball game. Newman across the timeline. Molly over on the right wing to Haley Teal. High post. They get it to Chopik. Reverse it over here to Nelson. Up top again, Molly. She'll try a three. It's off the iron. No good. Ball tapped around. Messbarger comes up with the handle. They'll clear it out. Michelle brings the ball up the floor. Looks left, dribbles right, gives it to Connor again on the wing. Shayla, a couple of dribbles on the weak side. They can't get anything down on the post here, which is unusual for the Stars. So Messbarger drives into the corner. Long, she's not a three-point shooter. Tried to throw it out to Squires. Anna didn't think it was four, and it goes out of bounds. And a timeout, Wahoo Newman. With 4:39 remaining in this C1 quarterfinal game, the score is Kearney Catholic 37, Bishop Newman 36. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance Kearney.
At Shelter Insurance, we could tell you that we insure thousands of homeowners, but what we couldn't tell you was their favorite room in the house. So we asked, is it your TV room with the 50-inch screen and the 50-yard line seats? Or is it the kitchen where all those terrific meals and conversations heat up? Or is it the deck where all those spectacular sunsets show up every night just like clockwork? The answer is all of the above.
Whether you're insuring your first home or your dream retirement home, call agent Joe Methy.
At Thunderhead Brewing, we're known for, well, our brewing. Now, if we put that much thought into what we put in your glass, just think of the care we take in what we put on your plate. Relaxed family dining with delicious appetizers, pizzas, and calzones all made in a wood stone brick oven. Before the game, after the game, weekends, weekdays, lunch, or dinner, Thunderhead offers great casual dining with a unique menu in a family-friendly environment. See what we've got brewing. Cooking. Thunderhead Brewing, just east of Central Avenue on 21st Street, Kearney.
State High School basketball here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda, Jeff Babel with you from the Devaney Center. A one-point Kearney Catholic lead, 4.5 to go. Newman got Chopik wide open off the screen, and she'll lay it up and in. That is her first bucket of the game. 38-37, Newman with a one-point lead. Kearney Catholic with Messbarger. Messbarger hands it over the right side. Squires up top, Teal. Thought about the three, dribbles left wing, puts up the one-hand runner, short, as most everything has been by both teams today. Haley Teal will grab the rebound. Outlet pass to Molly. Molly tries to lob it to Chopik, overthrows her, out of bounds. That is the first Newman turnover of the second half. 10 in the first half. We've played 12 minutes of the second half, and that is their first. 11 in the game for Newman. But now they'll put on backcourt pressure as Connor will throw it in here for the Stars. She'll get it in to Whitney Colling. Colling across the timeline, crossover dribble. Brings it over to Anna Squires. Anna to the right elbow. Good spin move. Takes it at the hoop. Foul to the layup is good. The foul is on Chopik. That'll be her third. Great move in the post by Anna Squires. Her second bucket of the ball game. This will be her first free throw attempt.
Yeah, we were wondering if maybe the inside game could start getting Kearney Catholic going. Beautiful job by Squires going towards the elbow, spinning, getting the contact, and laying it up with the right hand. Beautiful move by Squires.
Kearney Catholic has used some different formations, different lineups.
Yeah.
Different people trying to find something to make it click. Squires free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Medina. Kearney Catholic, 7 of 13 from the line. Fast break the other way, left-hand corner. Vasha Lauren kicks it back out, top to Teal. Right in front of us on the left elbow. Spin move into the lane. She'll put the scoop shot up and in. That's why she's an all-stater and averages over 20 a game. Haley Teal, great move to the rack, 40 to 39. Now Colling leaves it out. Kylie Teal for three. No good. Long, long rebound out near half court. Run down by Maddie Squires to Connor. Fakes the defender, back over to Maddie, to Anna on the block, and overthrew her. Too many two-foot passes that time, and the Stars turn the basketball over.
It was a good head fake. You want to make that extra pass, but like you had said, it was just an over-their-head, too close, too many two-footers. Good thinking, poor execution there by the Stars.
So they'll put on backcourt pressure. Prasoski re-enters the game. They get the ball to Molly. Molly throws it to the front court to Medina. They've really hammered this press. Medina walked with the basketball. They're going to call a blocking foul on Caitlin Long. Two free throws coming.
Long was set, Doug. I think if she maybe falls to the ground, they'll give her the charge, but she didn't. She's so tall, she didn't knock herself over, so they call her with a moving, or with a block with her feet moving. I don't like that one.
That is her fourth foul, and Medna's the only one getting to the line. She misses the front of this two-shot foul. And into the ball game, Morgan Vasha. Maddie Molly will check out of the contest. Newman going for a monumental upset. Second free throw up and in. And I say that because the Stars are ranked in the all-class top 10. That doesn't happen very often to Class C teams. Whitney calling into the front court. Top of the circle to Anna Squire. Stars down 2, 3 minutes to go. Back cut. There's Prasoski. Missed the layup. And the Stars are starting to miss those. And the rebound brought down by Lauren Vasha. Things that haven't happened to the Stars all year are starting to happen. And a hand check foul on Whitney Colling. That is her third, and it just puts Newman to the line.
There's a great backdoor cut back there too, Doug. I think they're just overthinking it. They're overthinking a 2-foot layup that should just be natural for them.
And at the line, Lauren Vasha looking for her first point. 1-1 on the way, and it's good. 42-39 Newman. It equals their largest lead of the game. You're listening to KKPR-FM. Kearney, Minden, Grand Island. Second free throw short, but the rebound comes down hard, and Maddie Squires pulls it out of the pile. 3-point lead for Newman. Teal into the far corner. Prasoski to Anna Squires. Again, spreading the floor to Maddie Squires. Newman is very quick. Anna up top. And a timeout going to be called here by Kearney Catholic. With 2:34 remaining in the basketball game, it's a full-length timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. Newman 42, Kearney Catholic 39.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
And an update from Pinnacle. Kearney High down big right now to Omaha Benson at last check. That's on ESPN. We'll get to that on the Misco Sports postgame show. Right now, Kearney Catholic, the surprise. They're down 42-39, 2.5 to go out of the timeout. Colling drives. Ball deflected. It goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Stars. Somebody must have got a hand on it on the way up because it went about 6 feet over the rim when Colling took it to the hoop. And the Stars have not been in this position this year. They have won their games pretty comfortably, never really having to worry down the stretch. And when they were behind a minute, they were behind big and never really got close at the end. Newman with the 3-point lead of the ball, 2:15 to go into Haley Teal's hands, up to Molly, back out to Nelson. Into the corner they go to Medna. She picks her dribble up. Stars can't get a trap on her, and Newman throws it out to midcourt. With it is Nelson. Back up top they'll go with 2 minutes to go in the game. 42-39, Newman into the corner to Chopik. Newman doing a good job of playing keep away here. Both teams in the 1-on-1. The pass is picked off. Anna Squires saw it. Anna brings it up the floor. There's no transition. Hit the trailer, Messbarger. To Kylie Teal. A long three. We're tied. First bucket of the second half for Kylie Teal. 42 all a minute, 35 to go. Haley Teal brings it up the floor for Newman. They are triple teaming her. Give it off to Nelson. Nelson into the lane, lost it, picked it back up, gave it to Medna. She walked. And all, the ball comes back to Kearney Catholic.
All started with that steal by Anna Squires, Doug. Then she slowed it down, hit the trailer. Big three-pointer there by Teal. And going the other way, they triple-team Teal for Newman. Forced the turnover. Big momentum swing there for the Stars now.
Now they get it into Prasoski's hand. She'll bring it up one-on-one against Lauren Vasha. 1:20 to go. We're tied at 42. Prasoski to the right side. Crossover dribble. Then dribbles it off her leg, but it rolls over to Maddie Squires. Anna Squires on the top. Brings it right wing to Prasoski for three. It is no good. And the rebound is grabbed on the backside by Haley Teal. Teal will bring the ball up the floor. 1 minute to go. All tied at 42. And a timeout will be called by Newman. They'll have one timeout remaining. 56 seconds remaining in the game. The timeout brought to you by Joe Methy Shelter Insurance. Kearney. We're all tied at 42. And our state tournament action brought to you by Titan Machinery, your Case IH dealer in Kearney, Hastings, Oldridge.
Right now at Crossroads Ford in Kearney, they're dealing new cars, used cars, new pickups and used pickups, even SUVs and crossovers. Big discounts on both new and used. Stop by and drive through the lot. Many unadvertised specials marked right on the windshields. They want trade-ins and have on-the-spot appraisals. They'll tell you right up front what it will take to trade, plain, simple, and easy. For a great experience and service after the sale, stop and see Crossroads Ford in Kearney.
Let's get a tournament scoring update with Jeff Babel.
Over on ESPN 1460, Kearney High now trailing pretty big to Omaha Benson, the two seed, 41-22 after the end of three. Also at the end of three, Humphrey St. Francis leading Boyd County 30-26. And in the third, last check, Pender on top of Homer in C2, 40-31.
That has updated, Jeff. 55-51 Pender with 2:52 remaining in the game. Here, it is 42-42, Kearney Catholic and Wahoo Newman. Newman with the ball. 56 seconds remaining in the game. Both teams in the 1-1. The possession arrow points Kearney Catholic's way. On the left wing with it is Molly. Up top to Nelson. Will they try and hold for one? That'd be a long time. They go for Teal. The ball knocked away by Maddie Squires. Steal is made. Up ahead, Squires to Messbarger. She's fouled. The layup rolls off the rim. No good. But the Stars have a chance to take the lead back. So first it was Anna Squires, then Maddie Squires taking a chance there, because if they call her for a foul on Teal, that's almost a guaranteed two for Newman. Two free throws, Messbarger, the first one is up and it is good. 5 of 6 at the line, 8 points for Michelle Messbarger. The Stars 4 in a row, 43-42. 38 seconds to go. Second free throw, good. Messbarger steps up, hits them both. Timeout, Kearney Catholic. It's a 30-second timeout. Each team will have one remaining. Brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. We'll keep it right here and remind you that there's still one radio game tonight when Giltner and Crawford play at 7 o'clock at Lincoln North Star on the Breeze, 94.5 FM, the same place that we will have tomorrow's game between Grand Island Northwest and Norris. That's at 2. And also tomorrow at 9 a.m., Minden will be taking on Plainview, and that's here on Classic Hits, or Platteview, excuse me. That game is here on Classic Hits. If Kearney Catholic can win this one, they'll play Pierce, and we'll have it at 10:45. Right now, the Stars 44, Newman 42, 38 seconds remaining in the game. Newman ball. Backcourt pressure by the Stars. Nelson, Haley Teal. Teal back to Nelson. They better get it across the timeline, and they do. And then the pass to Teal almost got away from her. Haley picks it up. 25 seconds to go. Gets it to Molly. Molly wide open underneath is Chopik. They lost her. They foul her, and she scores. Anna Squires had to decide whether to foul her or step away and got caught in between. But Chopik was wide open. Once that ball got away from Teal, the Stars thought they had a steal and didn't get set defensively. And a chance to take the lead for Chopik, who is 2 of 2 at the line. 19 seconds to go. It's up. It's too strong. The ball in the air. Kylie Teal will grab the rebound. gets it to Anna Squires. 15 seconds to go. Let's see if the Stars take the timeout. Nope, they're going to go. Messbarger, 9 seconds to go for the win. Michelle over to Maddie Squires with six. Maddie into the paint, drives, up and in, and she's fouled. 3 seconds to go, and the Stars take the lead. Maddie Squires shot put in that one from her hip, and it went off the glass and in.
She gets it at the left wing. Doug just says, I'm taking this straight to the hoop. 7 seconds to go. Lowers the shoulder, draws contact, and nails the two.
And Wahoo Newman is going to use their final timeout with 2.9 to go. I think Squires just determined, even if they call her for a charge, the worst thing that can happen is that it would be Newman ball, length of the court, 3 seconds to go. So she took it in and made the official make a decision. Even if they would have had no call, though, she makes the hoop. And I kind of thought that's what would happen. It would be a no call because she really put her head down and went in there. But they blow the whistle, and now Newman calls a timeout, which means if Kearney Catholic makes the three, they are safe. If they miss the free throw, Newman, their best chance is they're going to have to hoist something from three-quarter court. Most girls can't throw it that far. So I'm surprised they called the timeout here.
Yeah, decision time. Do we want to make it or miss it if you're Coach Petrie? It'll be interesting. You'll probably want to make it here just to be safe to get that three possessions. So the worst you could do is overtime. But great move there by Squires. Under 10 seconds to go. Usually you'll see those referees hang on to the whistle. They won't blow it. Beautiful move there. Getting the foul and the bucket.
Maddie Squires, 46-44. All 8 of her points in the second half. And she has one free throw, 2.9 to go. Newman, we know no matter what it is, it'll be a three-pointer. So let's see if she can get this one in. Maddie puts it up, and it is in. So now Kearney Catholic will sub so they can get their defense set. 47-44, Newman's going to have to throw something in just to force overtime. And quickly they run in Lauren Vasha. Maybe a little bit better arm on her. They want her to throw it in. Three players are at midcourt, and Molly is short. They'll be looking to throw the baseball pass to Chopik. It's through her hands. Kearney Catholic wins. Kearney Catholic, 47. Bishop Newman, 44. And the Stars survive here on the opening day of the state tournament by going on an 8-2 run to end the game after they were down 42-39. Two big steals by Anna and Maddie Squires. And then after Bishop Newman missed a free throw on a three-point play that could have given them the lead, Maddie Squires brought it to the hole and scored. 47-44, Kearney Catholic now 25-1 will play at 10:45 tomorrow morning against Pierce, a rematch of last year's state championship game. Bishop Newman, who didn't even think they were going to get a wild card, and have to be overly pleased with their effort, and there were no tears as they were coming off the floor. They know that they gave a strong effort. They'll end the season at 20-6. We'll talk to Coach Rick Petrie when we return on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth here at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, where the C1 semifinals are set. Minden will play Platteview, and Kearney Catholic will take on Pierce And this is the Misco Sports postgame show. Misco Sports taking care of all of our area athletes and schools as they've done for years. Misco Sports Incorporated. And Coach Rick Petrie joins us after the 47-44 victory over Bishop Newman. And Coach, even though there wasn't a whole lot of scoring early on in this game, and there was struggling in this game, and you held Newman to 20% shooting in the first half, and midway through the third quarter, it was worse than that because all they had was the four free throws. You're up by 10 points, and then all of a sudden, it takes a couple of buckets because you guys weren't scoring much either, and they're back in the ball game. Then it looks like they might be able to pull the upset. You get two key steals from the Squire sisters, and Maddie makes the final shot. I mean, there's all kinds of things in this ball game to talk about.
There. Yeah, absolutely. You know, Michelle making those two free throws down the stretch was really key, and Kylie hit that big three. You know, a lot of people stepped up in clutch situations, and, you know, you couldn't ask for anything better.
You had 2 weeks off, but so did they, and maybe that accounted for a little of the rust early on in this basketball game. But we've seen the Lady Stars a couple times get off to slow starts and then okay after that, but they never really did catch fire. Part of it was Newman's defense. What do you attribute it to?
Well, that was part of it. You know, I think part of it was we settled for, you know, sometimes too many threes and maybe not within the rhythm of the offense. And we weren't patient enough getting good shots because I felt like if we moved the ball and got things going that we could, you know, do a pretty good job and get open shots. But sometimes we weren't real patient and we didn't shoot the ball very well. Allie had a tough day, and you know, Maddie until the end had a tough day as well. So
you mixed it up a little bit too. I mean, it's usually 5 and 4, and there was some different girls in there at different times today. Was that just simply trying to find the right combo?
It was, and part of it, you know, Allie kind of struggled, and I thought Michelle played excellent today, and so I wanted to get her in the game a little bit more, and you know, she did a great job defensively and offensively. You know, and some of the other kids, it's just kind of one of those mixed things. And, you know, we're pretty fortunate to get out of here with a win.
Did you ever think this isn't our day? I mean, because let's face it, midway through the third quarter, you're up 10. You've held them to 14 points. I mean, it was kind of all at once. And then you look up and there's a minute and a half behind to go and you're down three.
I know. It was crazy. I don't, you know, I got to give a lot of credit to Newman. They, you know, battled back. And, you know, we were fortunate that our girls stepped up down the stretch and made some key shots.
Talk about the decision not to call the timeout after they missed the free throw. It's a tie ball game that set up Maddie's game-winning shot.
You know, that's one of those things. I just think too often, and I've been guilty of this myself, that you call a timeout and it's tough getting into something and give the defense a chance to set up, or maybe something else happens. And so I was just confident in our girls that, you know, let's move the ball and somebody will take responsibility, hopefully, and make a decision and get to the bucket.
You have Pierce tomorrow. I know the girls want to crack at Pierce, but obviously both teams are going to have to play better. The first two games here today were nothing but offense and a lot more defense in the last two games. Pierce still has some height in there, and they really hit the boards big today to beat Shadron.
Yeah, they did. They did a great job, a lot of high-low stuff, and it's a tough matchup. Pierce is very, very good and very well tested, you know, playing in that Mid-States Conference, and they play a lot of tough teams, and, you know, we're going to have to hopefully try and get the pace of play up a little bit and see if we can't push the ball a little bit more.
Well, and I mentioned earlier in the night tonight that the first rounds haven't always been pretty for the Lady Stars down here. Last year wasn't pretty. A couple of years ago, it wasn't pretty. You seem to play pretty well on Friday, though.
Well, hopefully that's the case. You know, we've done pretty decent on Friday, so hopefully we'll come back and play well.
All right, Coach, we'll let the rest of the folks get to you, and thanks for the time.
Thanks, appreciate it. See you tomorrow.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
They move up a little earlier, 10:45 go time tomorrow against Pierce. We've got all the final stats and score updates on the Misco Sports postgame show after this.
Killian Motors, your General Motors dealer, is having a month-long open house sale all March long. During this open house, sticker prices on most new 2014 GMCs will be at special supplier prices, plus rebates. We're talking new 2014 GMC half and three-quarter ton pickups, crew and extended cabs, Acadias, Yukons, Terrains, and more. It's the open house sale on now all March long at Killian Motors.
You're heading in the right direction.
8th and Central Kearney.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look at the final numbers for the Cavaliers of Bishop Newman. And Dana Medina had 13 points today. A majority of those were from the free throw line. She hit 9 out of her 12 free throws. 13 points for Medina and 1 rebound. Maddie Molly, 1 rebound. Morgan Vasha had a 3-point bucket for her total and 1 rebound. Lauren Vasha had 1 point and 1 rebound. Haley Teal ended up being the leading scorer, held about 5.5 points under her average, 15 points, 5 rebounds, 2 block shots. Abby Nelson, she hit the 2 big threes in this game, Jeff, that really got things started for Bishop Newman. Both of them were in the third quarter, and that was in the middle of the run that got them tied.
And I'll be honest with you, Doug, I was starting to write a little bit of notes of how Kearney Catholic was getting ready to advance in this game, and then Newman goes on that huge run, and it was all started by her beautiful three-point shooting. Got two of them, two big ones, too, for Newman.
Hannah Teal had 1 rebound in the game. Kelsey Chopik had 6 points all in the second half. She had a team-high 10 rebounds, and Caitlin Makovica didn't score but had 4 rebounds in the ball game today. 16 rebounds, it looked like, in the first half, 9 in the second half. Free throw shooting for the Cavaliers, 4 of 5 in the first half, 11 of 15 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first half, 4 of 6 in the second half. All of those makes coming in the third quarter. Outside of that 4 of 4 run, they were 1 of 7 the other three quarters. Turnovers, 10 in the first half and 5 in the second half. And quite frankly, Jeff, they got back in the game by not turning it over in the third quarter, and they may have lost the game by turning it over 5 times in the fourth quarter, including a couple of key ones in the last 90 seconds.
Yeah, for sure. And both Squire girls did an excellent job of getting those steals. And again, Kylie Teal made a huge three late, Doug, and Messbarger, I think was 5 of 6, you had said, from the free throw line. So she did excellent from the free throw line. Very composed. She has had a good year for the Stars.
So overall, 13 points in the first half, 31 in the second half. That's more the Newman style. They finished with 44 points, 25 rebounds, 15 out of 20 from the free throw line, 5 of 11 from three-point land, 2 block shots, and 15 turnovers. Newman will end the season at 20-6. We'll look at the Stars' final numbers right after this timeout.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, Quick. Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's at Kearney now delivers.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show here at the Devaney Center. Final numbers for Kearney Catholic. They had 8 different players score today. Michelle Messbarger, 9 points. She was 6 of 7 at the free throw line and hit a 3-pointer. Shayla Connor hit a big 3-pointer there in the fourth quarter and had 1 rebound in the contest. Allie Prasoski had 3 rebounds, shut out, and that just doesn't happen to Allie. They really put the pressure on her today. Whitney Calling, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Morgan Studi, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Kylie Teal was the leading scorer tonight, 13 points, 2 rebounds. Maddie Squires, all in the second half with 9 points. She also had 7 rebounds, had the game-winning bucket. Anna Squires, 4 points, led the team in rebounding with 8, had 2 block shots and the key steal. Kayla Shundoff had a rebound, and Caitlin Long, 4 points, 3 rebounds, and a block shot. 18 rebounds in the first half, 13 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 5 of 9 in the first half, 5 of 7 in the second half. 3-point shooting for Kearney Catholic, 2 of 11 in the first half, 3 of 7 in the second half. And turnovers, 7 in the first half, 8 in the second half. Kearney Catholic had 21 points at halftime, 26 more in the second half, and they finished with 47 points. That's their third lowest output of the year in 26 games. 31 rebounds, 10 out of 16 at the free throw line, 5 of 18 from three-point land, 3 blocks, 15 turnovers, and the Stars survive a scary one here this afternoon, 47-44 over Bishop Newman. And we'll wrap things up after this timeout.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports postgame show. Here is your state tournament recap in Class A. Lincoln Northeast beat South Sioux City 70-55. Omaha Benson pulled away in the second half and ran away from Kearney 63-36. Tonight at Pinnacle Bank at 7, Bellevue West plays Bellevue East. Millard West and Fremont, Jess Shepherd and Fremont at 8:45, the best player in the state. In Class B, Grand Island Northwest beats Sydney 65-44. Norris over Gretna 61-50. Tonight here at the Sports Center, Class B, Lincoln Pius X and Omaha Duchesne at 7, Holdridge and York at 8:45. The semifinals are set in C1. Minden beats Lincoln Lutheran 72-38. They hit a state tournament tying 15 three-pointers and a C1 state tournament tying 7 of those individually coming from Taylor Kissinger, who had 28 points. They'll play Platteview, who beat Fairbury 77-66, tying the C1 state tournament record for most total points in a game. And Pierce defeats Shadron 61-47, knocking out the 2 seed, although they had identical 20-4 records. And Kearney Catholic, a 47-44 win here over Newman. So tomorrow at 9, Minden and Platteview, followed by Kearney Catholic and Pierce, 10:45 here on Classic Hits and